This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah. We must know what is happening now in Al-Quds, in Palestine, in this Ramadan 1442-2021. While many of us are observing their fasting and getting ready to do the i'tikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan, we see our brothers and sisters in Al-Quds. They are doing different type of ibadah by defending Al-Aqsa against some extreme groups who are trying to occupy Al-Aqsa. They are trying to raid Al-Aqsa on 28th of Ramadan, on 10th of May, which corresponds to the year the occupation completed, the occupation of Al-Aqsa 50 plus years ago. And they will take this opportunity in order to apply or impose the policy of fate accompli, in order for them to occupy Al-Aqsa, and it will be a status quo that they are the owners of Al-Aqsa. My dear respected brothers and sisters, I don't want to take much of your time. Those people are defending the honor of the Ummah. They are doing this ribat. Ribat, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sahbihi wasallam says, ribat, which means standing firmly in the front lines, in front of the enemies of Allah jalla wa ala, standing one day of ribat is better than fasting and doing qiyam for the entire month. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, standing for ribat for one day is better than the entire dunya. Those people, they have rights over us. They have rights over Muslims else everywhere in the world, in the world, because they are defending our honor, defending one of the three holy places, Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. What can we do for them? First of all, internally, we should not forget them. This is the most important thing. And as a result of this, we should, during our i'tikaf, do a lot of dua for them, my dear respected brothers and sisters. Number three, there are, alhamdulillah, so many legitimate organizations that are asking for support, for donations to support those people who are suffering there. So we need to support them financially as much as we can. Also, my dear respected brothers and sisters, we need to talk about their situation. We need to let the entire world to talk about their situation. And also, my dear respected brothers and sisters, we need to send through social media, through other means, letters of support for them, so they will be encouraged and they will know that the entire Ummah is with them. Those also, another point, those who can defend them from a legal perspective, they should do that as well. Maybe later on we can organize some protests in order to exercise pressure on the occupation that is supporting those extreme groups who are trying to occupy Al-Aqsa and remove Al-Aqsa, take Al-Aqsa from the hands of Muslims. So, my dear respected brothers and sisters, let us not forget them while we are observing this i'tikaf. May Allah Jalla wa Ala give them victory, and may Allah Jalla wa Ala help us to be able to help them. جزاكم الله خيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
سأترك يا رب ذنبا مضى وأقبال نحو الرضا والنعيم أحبك ربي وهذا رجاي بأنك تقبلني يا كريم بأنك تقبلني يا كريم.
Because they are defending our honor, defending one of the three holy places, Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. What can we do for them? First of all, internally we should not forget them. This is the most important thing. And as a result of this, we should, during our i'tikaf, do a lot of dua for them, my dear respected brothers and sisters. Number three, they have so many, there are, alhamdulillah, so many legitimate organizations that are asking for support, for donations to support those people who are suffering there. So we need to support them financially as much as we can. Also, my dear respected brothers and sisters, we need to talk about their situation. We need to let the entire world to talk about their situation. And also, my dear respected brothers and sisters, we need to send through social media, through other means, letters of support for them, so they will be encouraged and they will know that the entire ummah is with them. Those also, another point, those who can defend them from a legal perspective, they should do that as well. Maybe later on we can organize some protests in order to exercise pressure on the occupation that is supporting those extreme groups who are trying to occupy Al-Aqsa and remove Al-Aqsa, take Al-Aqsa from the hands of Muslims. So, my dear respected brothers and sisters, let us not forget them while we are observing this i'tikaf. May Allah Jalla wa'ala give them victory, and may Allah Jalla wa'ala help us to be able to help them. جزاكم الله خيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
سأترك يا رب ذنبا مضى وأقبال نحو الرضا والنعيم أحبك ربي وهذا رجاي بأنك تقبلني يا كريم بأنك تقبلني يا كريم.